And my father, during the war, became National Savings Commissioner for West Sussex. And he was also, was the first person to volunteer for the Home Guard in Brighton. He heard it on the radio, Eden appealing for volunteers, and he was down at the town hall before anybody knew anything about it. And he was platoon commander of the Wooding Dean platoon. It was great fun because they used to go charging over the downs in the butcher's van or the laundry van, you know. And there was no doubt about it. They kept a watchful eye out. They were on duty every night, as far as they could. I mean, obviously not the same ones, but they, you see, they, being Wooding Dean, they were right on top of the downs. And consequently, the whole idea was, and I don't think people realise this, that after Dunkirk, we knew that we were susceptible to invasion. We knew it, when those of us who lived on that coast. And so all the Home Guard and the Observer Corps, they had to watch every inch of that coast. And so consequently, the Home Guard had to liaise with the various army units that were along the coast as well, to make sure that every inch of that coast was watched. And I always remember we had a small rifle in the hall at home, and my father showed my mother and I how to fire it. And he said, you know, because I mean, we never knew where there was somebody who was going to parachutist or something. And he said, don't have any hesitations, either you or him. And he showed us how to fire this thing. We never did, but we would have done. No two ways about it, we would have done.
Was there quite a real fear then? Did you feel that?
Oh, yes, yes. I mean, we knew that we just had to keep a watch out, you know, everybody did. And this went on for a couple of years, I suppose.